sea lampreys are gaining ground in Lakes Superior and Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The invasive fish latch onto big fish like lake trout and salmon and drink their blood and body fluids. A single lamprey can kill up to 40 pounds of fish in its lifetime. Mark Gaydon is the communications director for the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. It's the commission's job to keep the sea lamprey under control, a job that costs about $21 million a year. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Your group reported this month that lampreys are at historic lows in Lakes Michigan, Ontario, and Huron, but lamprey numbers have increased in Superior and Erie. First, let's take Lake Superior, where you're estimating there are 80,000 lamprey too many. Why is that happening?
Well, that's 80,000 lamprey too many is a good number, and it's roughly about three times higher than our target. We try and treat the streams to target, bring the lamprey down to target. Why are they so high in Lake Superior? We don't know for sure, but we think that it could be a rebound. Lamprey's rebounding from a couple of very harsh winters. You might remember a few years ago we had some harsh winters in downstate, and certainly was the case in the northern parts of the Great Lakes region as well, followed by a few milder winters, and maybe the lamprey took advantage of that and rebounded. Could be that there's simply more food in the lake, which in a way is a good problem to have. Lots of fish out there that the lampreys can prey upon. They're healthier and could be gaining ground in that regard. Or it could very well be that there are streams that didn't think produce lamprey that suddenly do. One area that we're really concerned about and we're keeping a very close eye on is the St. Louis River. It's a very large river near the lake at the end of western end of Lake Superior, near the border between Minnesota and Wisconsin. Didn't produce lamprey. It's been polluted, and they've spent a lot of time cleaning up that river system. And it could be in the future a lamprey producer. We don't think it is now, but those are the kinds of things we keep our eye on.
And what's happening in Lake Erie?
Lake Erie is another really difficult area for lamprey. Lake Erie doesn't have a lot of good lamprey habitat to begin with, but lamprey numbers in Lake Erie are very high as well. They're about three times above target level. The good news is that we're on a downward trend. Only a few years ago, we were many times higher than the target level, and we're on a downward trend. We have had an uptick, however. The problem with Lake Erie is lamprey, we think, are coming from outside of the lake. So we've treated all of the streams in Lake Erie that have lamprey in them. There's not many. We treated them again, and we treat them again, and we go out there and we assess it, and sure enough, there are not many lamprey left in those streams. But yet the numbers are very high in Lake Erie. And we think they're coming from the St. Clair River, Lake St. Clair, or the Detroit River. We have crews out there trying to find the smoking gun, and we've still not found it. We're working with the First Nations in Canada to find out if there are areas that they've expanded there around Lake St. Clair. And we'll find them and we'll get them.
I understand that the U.S. Senate is proposing about $7 million more for lamprey control. How hopeful are you that this money will come through?
Well, we're very hopeful. We have I'm just back from Washington, and I met with a lot of members from the House and the Senate. So I can tell you that in the conversations that I've had with members from all of the Great Lakes states, and both in the House and the Senate, and Republicans and Democrats, there's a great amount of enthusiasm for the possibility here. So I can tell you that our congressional delegation fights very hard for invasive species funds, and I feel cautiously optimistic that the Senate number will prevail.
Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.